before there was the hit Broadway musical The Book of Mormon and the popular Disney film Frozen, composer-lyricist Robert Lopez collaborated on an odd hybrid of a show with Jeff Marx in a theater workshop that used both puppets and actors. The show tackled some tough issues like income inequality, racism, and being gay in a straight world. Community Players director Brett Cotone says it's the puppets that give this show its heart and charm.
The puppets are very important, mostly because they really help you kind of lose yourself. They kind of trick you. You find yourself relating to these pieces of cloth and fur and feeling for them in ways that I don't think you would necessarily in these same situations with just actors. Because the show is so simplistic and really just about life. And about kind of growing up and finding yourself. But you find really unique ways to tell the story through these puppets.
What do you do with the BA in English? What is my life going to be?
The show was really inspired by Sesame Street in a way, and a couple of the writers did work for Sesame Street.
I think it's very close to Sesame Street. There's three characters in particular that are pretty much directly based on Cookie Monster, Ernie, and Bert, and their kind of relationships on Sesame Street. And even some of the human characters definitely have some analogs to some of the humans that have been on Sesame Street. I know that Aaron has been having a lot of fun.
You brought Aaron Wiesing here with you, who plays Princeton in the show.
Yeah, and Princeton's is one of the human puppets. There's monsters, there's human puppets, there's humans, there's a little bit of everything. And I know he's been having a lot of fun figuring out how to kind of interact with the human characters and the puppets.
Aaron, how does that work? Do you actually manipulate the puppets or you do the voices?
Yeah, so when people hear puppet show, right, they automatically think that we're all standing behind a wall and holding the puppets up. We're very much on stage, we're manipulating the puppets, but we're also very much there. So when I look one direction, my puppet looks the same direction. When I interact with somebody, the puppet interacts. So we aren't trying to mask the fact that people are up there with most of the puppets. But it is fun to try to embody yourself and dance and sing as yourself, but then also as the puppet. So.
This is a show that's actually very mature, and it takes on some complicated topics. It takes on what do you do with an English degree, homosexuality.
Why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay.
Is it really, despite the puppets, an adult show, or is it for both?
I would say it's very adult. I would say, personally...
Don't bring your kids?
I would say, treat it as an R-rated movie. If you have mature kids and you think that they are capable of sitting through some language and some puppet nudity, no human nudity, some puppet nudity, then bring them, because it's got a huge heart, it's got a great message, and it's really all about everyone getting along and very much, strangely, I think the same messages as Sesame Street would teach kids, kind of for adults. It does definitely have a good message and a good heart.
Aaron, what do you think the message is?
It's definitely about following real people. It's, you know, the slogan that we kind of play with is it's real life but more fun. We aren't trying to shy away from what's really going on in the world. I think a lot of the topics in the show are very pertinent, especially right now with everything we're seeing in the election and everything.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race. No, not
it really breaks down the walls. It makes everybody really uncomfortable really fast, to the point where you just stop caring and just enjoy what's going on. You hear the message. So it is an adult show. It is mature. However, it's a blast to be a part of. It's a blast to watch, and you really get drawn in.
I keep telling everyone it's an equal opportunity offender. There, if you're offended by one thing, don't worry. There'll be something else that offends you a little bit later on in the show. But it's all in good fun. And I don't think the show itself has a mean-spirited bone in its body. It's really just there to make you smile.
You know, we have people from all different ethnicities and age groups and backgrounds that are in this cast. I mean, it's an amazing cast.
Because it takes place in a kind of multicultural, multi-ethnic neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
A little bit like Sesame Street.
Yes. The name Avenue Q, you learn right at the beginning of the show that the reason it's named that is because Princeton couldn't find a place he could afford and started at Avenue A and worked his way all the way down to Avenue Q, and because that was the first place he could afford the rent. So it's really about a lot of people that are kind of in a run-down, much poorer version of Sesame Street.
Let's talk about the composer, Robert Lopez. He went on to then do The Book of Mormon, which is still one of the biggest hits in modern Broadway history,
mm-hmm.
and Frozen.
Yeah, he is on a roll.
Film.
He is completely on a roll.
But this was his first.
Yeah, he won the Tony in, what was it, 2004 for the Best Original Score for the Music and Lyrics, when that show also won for Best Musical. I feel like he's probably one of the most sought-after people working in musical theater, and there's a lot of cheesy stuff that's kind of got that Sesame Street vibe, but there's some really fantastic, really complicated music.
You mentioned Book of Mormon. That was actually one of my favorite shows. I had seen that before I'd ever even seen Avenue Q. And a lot of people I talked to that really like that show are very much going to like this show.
Yeah, I love the heart that is kind of hidden in the music. People think it's just going to be a laugh-out-loud, nonstop comedy, and it is, but you find yourself really caring about some of these characters.
We've been talking with Brett Cattoni and Aaron Wiesing. Brett is the director, and Aaron is in the show Avenue Q at Community Players. Thanks for coming in and talking about the show and for the parental guidance advice.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.